Hello and welcome to Tales of the Dog Park, the podcast that looks to brighten your day, talk about some of our favorite dogs and their stories from our local dog park, and maybe we'll throw in a laugh here or there.
I'm your host, Molly.
And I'm Lindsay.
And today we're going to talk to you a little bit about the soft-coated Wheaton Terrier.
So first, we're going to hear from me about it. So buckle up, buttercups. All right. So, Molly, why don't you explain why I'm just going to give some random information about the soft-coated Wheaton Terrier today?
Yeah, so our mutual friend, Persona, loves dogs. Like, she definitely wants a dog. She has come to conclusion she is ready to have her own dog.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, last night she was over at my house and... She loves Loki. Like, loves Loki. Probably actually more than me.
That's not true.
Equal amount. Equal amount of love. But we were trying to come up with, like, a dog that she should get. Because one of her concerns is, like, Loki is so good with her that she's like, I'm going to get, like, the crazy dog. Like, if I were to get an elk hound, it's not going to be as, like... calm as Loki, and I say that with an asterisk. He's fine now. He's had a couple rough months, but he is so sweet. He's such a sweet dog. So last night, Persona and I were talking, and I was like, you know what, we took a quiz, and we'll get to that later. Let's text Lindsay and ask Lindsay what dog you should get, because she helped me pick Loki. And the same dog that she got on the quiz, you recommended.
Yeah, the soft-coated Wheaton Terrier.
Yeah. So, we were like, we didn't interview anybody at the park.
Yeah. We were kind of antisocial yesterday at the dog park. I think we kind of just needed that. Like, we just needed a fun day at the dog park.
Yeah, and it was a great day.
Yeah.
So, we were like, okay, we don't really have, like, someone's story to tell. So let's find Persona a dog.
Yeah. So, Molly, what were her requirements for, like, looking for a breed? Because I came up with, like, a top three based off of that. So this breed profile is off of one of the top three that I chose.
Yeah. So she is going to be living in an apartment. She's going to be moving at some point from Florida to Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of, I would think that would, like, open... the amount of, like, dogs that she could get. Like, Florida, you don't want to get something that's, like,
cold. Oh, yeah, because you could do a warm, like, blooded dog. Yes. Or, like, one that prefers a colder, quieter climate. Yeah.
So, the suggestion was something, like, under 50 pounds. I mean, mm-hmm. Persona is, like, our height. She's, like...
Short.
And as much as, you know, a large Mastiff would be great... It's a lot of dog for a single person. So I was like, I would suggest something under 50 pounds. And she has no concerns about grooming. And then medium to low energy. So, like, Persona could go on long walks with them, like, every mm-hmm. day. But nothing that is, like, last week, Rascal, Shepherd, high energy. Persona does not want that.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
And then she just wants a dog to cuddle and love.
She wants a fluffy dog.
Oh, yeah, and fluffy. Yeah.
Fluffy dog to cuddle that's medium size, medium to low energy.
Yep.
That is the requirements.
That's the requirements.
So, I won't lie, when you text me, I had a little bit of a buzz going.
Good for you. You should be.
Yeah. So, just based off of... those things, I was like, soft-coated Wheaton Terrier. With the caveat, and I put this in the text message, I was like, it might be a little bit too high energy for what she's looking for, but this, like, immediately comes to my head.
Yes.
Right?
Love it.
So let's get into it.
Yeah.
The soft-coated Wheaton Terrier. It originated in Ireland. There, it is also known as the Yellow Terrier, and it has the nicknames that include Wheaton or the Wheaty.
I love that. I love the Wheaty.
Yeah, I do too.
I like that.
So it has two different kinds of coats, and it kind of depends geographically on where you are and kind of what your bloodline's lineage is for your particular Wheaton. So there's the Irish coat, and then there's the heavy American coat. So the Irish coat is, like, more silky.
Okay.
Those are the ones you kind of see more on, like, in, like, the shows, right? Mm-hmm. They have, like, a very distinct haircut, and they kind of have, like, a little wave to their coat. And then the heavy American coat, it's thicker, it's fuller, it's more of that fluff.
I like the fluff. I like that.
Yeah, because, like, Americans, we can never just take something and stick to it. We have to make it our own.
Of course.
Also, probably go back and hear about how the Australian Shepherd is not actually from Australia. Check out last week's episode.
Yes.
America. We like to steal things and claim them as our own. So, their coat colors comes in either wheat.
Wow.
Yeah. Or ginger in color. Ginger. But fun fact, if they get a wound, like on their skin or on their coat, the hair will grow back a much darker, like chocolate color.
Weird.
Yeah, I thought that was really weird. So that's why I'm sharing it with the group.
Yeah.
The size of a Wheatie is between 30 and 45 pounds. Height is 17 to 20 inches. And the life expectancy is 10 to 13 years. So
solid, normal life expectancy.
Yeah. So their temperament, they're friendly, energetic, and enthusiastic. They often jump and lick a person's face upon seeing them. And this is affectionately referred to as the wheat and greetin'.
I love that.
Yeah.
Do you think you would be able to train it out of them?
Or... Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay. For sure.
Like, or they're just like, I don't care about training. I was born to do this.
Here's my thing, though. Like, I would make a big show of it. Like, if I had a Wheatie and, like, someone walked in and, like, jumped and licked their face, I'd be like, you're welcome. Yeah. You got a wheat and greetin'.
Yes. Like, I would get a doormat. Mm-hmm. I would have a sign that says...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
...that it's gonna happen. Like, everybody would be alerted that it was going to happen.
Yeah, the sticker on your car.
Yes.
Yeah, yep. For sure. Yep. So, they are considerably less scrappy than other terriers, and they make really good family pets. Mm. They're generally known to be great watchdogs, but poor guard dogs, because they'll bark at a stranger, but rarely ever become aggressive.
Yep.
So, like, hey, you're here. Oh, hey, friend.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So what's the downsides of the soft coat and wheat and terrier? They'll need to be socialized if someone has small animals or cats in their home because they are terriers and they do have a prey drive.
Mm-hmm.
Health-wise, overall, they're a long-lived breed, but they do have two prominent protein wasting conditions. The first being protein-losing nephropathy.
Okay, I'm glad you pronounced that.
It's also known as PLN. And this is where the dog actually loses protein via the kidneys during the digestive process.
Oh.
And then the second one is protein-losing enteropathy, or PLE. And that's where the dog just simply fails to absorb protein.
Oh.
And both of these, fun facts, are more prominent in female Wheatons than males.
Of course.
We have the toughest lives ever.
We do.
So what are the upsides? The upsides are that Wheaties are great with kids. They're generally friendly towards strangers. And in addition, they don't shed like most dogs.
That is surprising to me because they're so fluffy.
Yeah, but those kinds of dogs are the kinds of dogs that you have to like groom constantly.
Oh, okay.
But they don't shed constantly.
Okay.
So they ride that line of like, I'm hypoallergenic.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my fun fact about the Wheaties... in addition to all the other ones I've already kind of shared, historically, their tails were docked, but to avoid taxes. And that's why, and they were kept to a very specific size because of that. And I don't know, like, how taxes worked in Ireland, like, back in the day, but, like, I thought it was very interesting.
That is interesting.
And the only famous soft coat wheat terrier that I could find is Josh Groban's. He owns one named Sweeney.
Sweeney the soft-coated Wheatie.
Yeah, and...
Sweeney the Wheatie.
Sweeney.
Sweeney the Wheatie.
Yeah, and I'm sure he hears very, very glorious singing all day long. I bet you it's a very soothing environment for him.
Yeah, he's probably, like, even more friendly.
Yeah, just normal. Because he's around the voice of an angel.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yep.
I'm sure that's very, very great for him and his development. Okay, so that's all I got. So I'm going to kick it over to Molly, and we're going to talk about some other stuff. So buckle up. All right, Molly.
Yes.
So we've come up with a game plan for the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
Every week we're going to preview... another breed for persona.
Yeah. That what came up as the results of the quiz that we took yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
they're the same that you chose.
Yeah, I did 8 quizzes this morning to see if my guesses of like, hey, this would be my 3 just off the top of my head. And yeah, they were all there.
They were all on the list.
Yeah, and I crushed it.
Yes, yeah. And I do think that, so when we took the test, we saw the interior, and I mentioned this to you, that the hair looked wiry, but then you sent me a photo, and I was like, oh, that's a fluffy dog.
Yeah, no, they like, are, like, they're a little bit more wiry with the Irish coat, but, like, in general, in America, you only see, like, that thick American coat. So fluffy.
And, like, the one that we're doing for the adoptable dog of the week, like, he looks very fluffy.
Yeah.
And, like, his nose is a little dark and everything. Obviously, we're not in that segment. But can't wait to highlight that. And he is fluffy. And I didn't... Okay, so did you... I don't think you talked about this. Is this a dog that you can shave? Or you shouldn't? Like, with Loki, you shouldn't. You should never shave an elk hound.
Yeah. No, because it's not, like, a double coat, right? So it's, like, a grooming, like, you'd actually clip it, right? So, like, it's not going to shed out. Like, eventually, like, if you didn't groom it at all...
Yeah.
Eventually, that hair would just be dragging on the floor.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like your dog's coat where it grows to a certain length and then it's done. So it has the overcoat and the undercoat.
Yeah.
Like, poodles and usually, like, those fluffy kinds of dogs... They don't have those kinds of coats. They're a different kind, and that's why a lot of them are hypoallergenic. So you can shave them down. It's going to grow back the exact same way.
Got it. So they need haircuts.
Yeah. Clippings. Regular haircut and regular brushing because that hair mats really, really easily.
And, you know, and Prasanna even said, like, she grooming doesn't matter to her because she'll do whatever as long as, like, the dog's right. And I'm like... If I knew how much Loki, shed, I knew it was going to be a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't think I would have to vacuum every other day.
That's why you have the robot vacuum, though, right?
Literally why I bought a stupid robot vacuum.
Yeah.
That goes around my house.
Does it work, though?
Like, it does.
With as much hair as he's...
It sucks it up. Oh, but there are sometimes... Because, like, the way that our house is, there's, like, one step right into the kitchen. You have to walk. It doesn't go over the step.
Yeah.
And obviously, it doesn't go up the step.
Oh, damn. So, like, you have That's to That's the only kind it. Of robot I want. It better go up the stairs.
Yeah. So, you have to... And I think most robot vacuums do this. It goes, like... It doesn't have a pattern. It doesn't just go, like, left, right, left, right.
Yeah,
left,
doesn't right. it just, like, sense the dirt and, like, go after
it? It just
after?
Goes. Yeah. And I'm like, can you just... I don't know. Maybe it just...
Yeah, like, you want it to be, like, a lawnmower. Like, you want it to, like, make even lines.
I do,
and...
yes. Because I'm like, I don't know what you're doing underneath the bed. You're under there just, like, going around. Are you stuck on something?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it come... So I love it, especially not being able to, like... bend as well as I can anymore and lift of like a heavy vacuum, it's better for me.
Andrew's is pretty quiet. Like, it's pretty quiet.
Yeah. And Loki doesn't really mind it. Like, he looks at it and he's like, I don't understand.
Yeah. Julio hates it.
I love that.
But, like, I might just buy one for, like, kicks and gags. He'll get over it.
Yeah. Yeah. So Prasanna wouldn't have to buy a robot vacuum.
No.
For her dog.
No.
Yeah. And that's nice. I think that...
I mean, still vacuum your house because, like...
because, like,
general
gross.
Cleanliness.
Yeah. Gross. Yeah.
But, yeah, but maybe you don't have to vacuum it every day.
Because there's, like... There's this one part of the kitchen, and I'm pointing to it. You guys can't tell. But I'm pointing to it, and I just vacuumed yesterday morning. There's always a collection of fur in that corner.
Yeah. And no. Julio gets his collection going. And I'm just like, whatever. You know what?
Yeah.
That's where your collection lives until I pick it up on, like, the weekly pickup. Like,
yep. Can't do it. And now, so recently, okay, this is actually something I wanted to talk about because I wanted to praise Chewy. Chewy.com.
Chewy.com.
Chewy.com. And this isn't an ad. This is general, like, I am so impressed with their customer service.
Okay.
So... I bought food for Loki.
Yep.
And he doesn't like it.
Yeah.
At all.
So he didn't like it from, like, the moment you got it, right? opened it up and he was like, nah, girl, like, that ain't for me.
He's like, I don't like it. But we have so much of it.
Also, I want to say that, like, the one that you picked out for him is, like, super fancy, too. Like, it is very
ancient,
fancy.
It's called Ancient Streams. So I thought, you know, since he's from Norway, he would like fish. So I got him the Ancient Streams that has salmon.
Well, and I know, like, I know someone else who buys, like, very similar food to that, and it's all her dog will eat. So I think, like, every dog has, like, its own personal preference. Like, we're not downing this dog food.
No, not at all. Not at all. Because when we first got Loki, he didn't eat for, like, 3 days.
He's a weirdo.
And I couldn't figure it out. And so I took him to the vet, and I was like, I don't understand. Like, he's fine. He still has energy. He just doesn't like to eat. And they're like, he probably doesn't like your food. So they put out, like, 5 different types, mm-hmm. and then he got the Royal Canin, and that's mm-hmm. what he ate as a puppy. So I'm trying to wean him off puppy food and put him on adult food.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find the medium. I couldn't find it. I searched and searched and searched, and when I first told you about it, it took you, like, 5 seconds to find the medium. And I was like, all right, cool. Well, I clearly didn't look. So I reached out to Chewy, and I was like, can you please help me? Like, this is such a long shot. I just don't want to spend $50 on food that he's not going to like again, yeah. right? And they're like, oh, no, totally fine. Just, like, donate it, and then we'll refund you, and then just buy another bag of whatever he's going to like. Like, bless you.
Yeah, that's really nice of them.
Love Chewy. Love Chewy. So where I'm getting at this stupid dog this week,
okay,
for some reason, because mm-hmm. I still have half the bag of the food that he doesn't like mm-hmm. in his food canister.
Yeah.
And I put a quarter scoop.
Yeah.
In. And he will not touch it. Will not touch it.
Will he not touch it, like, with the new food, yep. like, mixed in?
Yeah.
And he's just like, nah, that ain't for me.
So at dinner time, I did just the Royal Canin.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he thought that I was tricking him. Mm-hmm. So he was like, I'm good. And didn't want to eat it again. And then once I, like, put it in my hand and gave it to him, he was like, oh, okay. And then he ate the whole thing. And this morning, he just sat outside. He didn't want to go out to pee. He just wanted to sit and stare into the sun.
Yeah, that's great for the eyes.
Yep. He just kept staring, looking up in the sky. And I'm like, are you going to go pee? Are you going to poop? Do you want your breakfast? What do you want, bud? And he was just like, I'm just going to sit here in the dirt and get leaves all around me.
Yeah, that sounds like a great plan.
Yeah, so that's what we've been doing this week, is trying to get our dog to trust us again.
Well, good. You know, maybe more on that in the coming weeks.
Maybe. And then the boys got together at the park.
They did. They got together at the park.
So we had a little antisocial because it was really just you, me, and Karen.
Yeah, and so Loki, Julio, and Stanley, the boys were back in town. The
boys were back in town, and they had a great time.
They did.
And Stanley was just so precious.
Yeah, Stanley was a swamp monster.
Yep.
Julio was eating kelp and trolling for treats, as Julio does. But there was another pug at the park.
There was.
And that really confused Loki. Yeah. He was, like, chasing, like, sniffing this other pug, like, this is wrong.
Yeah.
You do not smell like my friend.
Yep.
Until finally he caught sight of Julio again and was like, oh, that one's mine. That one's mine. Pug.
Yes, yeah. But, and Loki knocked a kid down.
Okay. So when that kid came into the park, I turned to Alex and I was like, Alex, like, $5, that kid's getting taken out. Like, a dog is going to take out that kid. And it was like, 3 minutes later, and Loki sees him, and the kid's, like, got a little trot going.
And the mom's like, stop running.
Yeah.
Stop running. And I was like, please stop running.
Yeah, but Loki was, like, he was fixed on it, and, like, you almost had him. Like, almost had him grabbing him as he went by. But he juked you out.
He did juke me out.
Like a straight-up NFL wide receiver.
He did.
And then he tackled this child. Like, fair hit.
Yeah,
like, definitely. Right in the chest.
Yep, he just, like, pounced on him. And then, like, once the kid was down, I immediately looked at mom and I was like, I'm so sorry. And she's like, no, it's fine. Like, we have big dogs. Like, don't worry about it. And, like, the kid's just looking around. His hands are dirty. And he's like, I just don't know what to do. And I'm embarrassed. But Loki's already off, like, in the water.
Just had to push down a child, and then he found a baby.
He did. There was this sweet gentleman carrying his baby, like, in one of the little backpacks. But not the backpacks, the one on the chest. What are they called?
The front packs.
Yeah, the front.
The baby papooses.
And, like, this baby has, like, all its limbs just, like,
all
out.
Of them were just out and about.
Out and about. And I was like, please, Loki, don't notice that there is a baby. Because he has this, like, fixation on, like, if there is a child or a baby being held, I need to shove my face in it to make sure that it's okay. So, sure enough, my stupid dog runs over there and is, like, booping it in the belly. Like, hey, that's a baby. Let me boop it. Let me boop it. I'm like, I am so sorry. And here I am running in the sand trying to get my stupid dog to get off this man.
And then the man left immediately.
He did. He left. And I was like, dang it, Loki. And, of course, like, Taylor wasn't with us this weekend, so, like, I had to do a lot of chasing.
It was a fun week, though.
It was so fun.
I had a lot of laughs.
Yeah.
I had a lot of laughs.
It was good. Yeah, so I think that was the week. We had a great week.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a good little series, and we will help, hashtag, help Persona find a dog.
I mean, that's a really long hashtag.
Yeah. Hashtag help Persona. No, that's not even. I was going to say help Persona find a fluffy dog, but that's like that's even longer. I'll work on the hashtag.
We'll work on the hashtag. Check it out on Instagram. It might be great. It might be 18 years long. Who knows?
Who knows?
It's hard to say.
But it'll be there. All right, so we're going to have two adoptable dogs of the week. The first one, one of a mutual friend of ours posted on Facebook about this post, and so our friend is Lexi, and she posted about Prancer, the Chihuahua.
Yes.
And I screenshot it, and I sent it to you, and both of us were laughing so hard at this, and hopefully our listeners will understand why it's so funny.
Yeah, and we thought, like, in order to get the maximum effect, we would actually just read you word for word the bio, on Prancer from his foster mom currently, because you know, anything we say about this dog just really won't be in the correct light
if it's not going to do it justice of why we wanted to highlight Prancer.
Okay, so are we ready?
I'm ready again.
It's gonna be like an audiobook. Get ready, guys. Okay, I've tried for the last several months to post this dog for adoption and make him sound palatable. The problem is, he's just not. There's not a very big market for a neurotic, man-hating, animal-hating, child-hating dog that looks like a gremlin. But I have to believe there's someone out there for Prancer, because I am so tired, and so is my family. Every day, we live in the grips of the demonic Chihuahua hellscape he has created in our home. If you own a Chihuahua, you probably know what I'm talking about. He's literally the Chihuahua meme that describes him as being 50% hate and 50% tremble. If you're intrigued and horrified at how this animal sounds already, just wait. There's more. Prancer came to me obese, wearing a cashmere sweater with a bacon, egg, and cheese stuffed in his grate with him.
That's my favorite part. Okay.
I should have known in that moment that this dog would be a problem. He was owned by an elderly woman who treated him like a human and never socialized him. Sprinkle in a little genetic predisposition for being nervous, and you've concocted a neurotic mess, aka Prancer. His first week, he was too terrified to have a personality. As awful as it sounds, I kind of liked him better that way. He was quiet and just laid on the couch. Didn't bother anyone. I was excited to see him come out of his shell and become a real dog. I'm convinced at this point he's not a real dog, but more like a vessel for a traumatized Victorian child that now haunts our home.
Oh my god, oh my god.
Prancer only likes women, nothing else. He hates men more than women do, which says a lot. If you have a husband, don't bother applying unless you hate him. Prancer has lived with a man for 6 months and still has not accepted him. He bonds to a woman/woman, and takes his job of protection very seriously. He offers better protection than capital security. This also extends to other animals. Have other dogs? Cats? Don't apply unless they like being shaken up like a rag doll by a 13-pound rage machine. This may be confusing to people, as he currently lives with my other 7 dogs and 12 cats. That's because we have somewhat come to an agreement that it is wrong to attack the other animals. But you know that episode of The Office where Michael Scott silently whispers, "I'll kill you," to Toby? That's Prancer having to begrudgingly exist with everyone when I'm around. We also mentioned no kids for Prancer. I think at this point you can imagine why. He's never been in the presence of a child, but I can already imagine the demonic noises and shaking fury that would erupt from his body if he was. Prancer wants to be your only child. So what are his good traits? He's loyal beyond belief, although to tell you a secret, his complex is really just a facade for his fear. If someone tried to kill you, I can guarantee he would run away screeching. But as far as companionship, you will never be alone again. He likes to go for car rides, he's housebroken, he knows a few basic commands, he is quiet and non-destructive when left alone at home, and even though we call him Baloney Face, he's kind of cute to look at. He also smiles when he's excited. His ideal home would be with a single woman, a mother and daughter, or a lesbian couple. You can't live in an apartment or in a condo unless you want him to ankle bite your neighbors. We already addressed the men and children situation. If you have people over, he would have to be put away like he's a vacuum. I know finding someone who wants a chunky doll and a dog's body is hard, but I have to try. Prancer is available through Second Chance Pet Adoption League. He's in New Jersey, but can be adopted anywhere in the general tri-state area. If you've always wanted your house, your own haunted Victorian child in the body of a small dog that hates men and children, please email njwolf@cs.com. Oh, and he's only 2 years old and will probably live to be 21 through pure spite. So take that into account if you're interested.
It's just so good. It's the bacon, egg, and cheese.
The bacon, egg, and cheese and is great with him.
Oh my God. So that's our first adoptable dog of the week.
Yep, that's Prancer. If you live in the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, you should totally hop on that.
Oh my God, please.
If you are a woman, a mother and daughter, or a lesbian couple, Prancer might be for you.
Please. All right, our second adoptable dog of the week is a Wheaton Terrier named Moody. And if you were in the North Carolina state, then you can adopt him because he cannot be adopted out of state. So Moody was brought into the rescue after being hit by a car, and then he had to have one of his legs amputated.
Sad.
Yeah. So he's still learning how to run, but he can walk. So he prefers multiple short walks throughout the day and not like really long ones because he just gets a little tired. Understandable. Yeah. Yep. He is picky around other dogs. He prefers smaller dogs over large ones, and he tends to harass the big ones. He does require medicine to treat his seizures, and he struggles with anxiety. Mm. Sad. But his foster parents are working with him through training and medication. His foster parents think that the perfect home for him would be someone who's an experienced dog owner and committed to training, and mostly probably like an active person or an active couple that is playful and a patient with him.
Okay,
understandable.
Yeah.
He does not do well in a home with young children because he can be grumpy and nippy towards them.
I could be grumpy and nippy towards children as well.
Yeah, under 15. So if you're over 15, you have kids over 15, cool.
Yeah, no, I'm still grumpy towards kids over 15, so.
Yep. But he is okay with cats.
All right.
Yeah, he's okay with cats.
I'm also grumpy with cats.
And then he is still, you know, learning how to be a good boy, but Moody is a sweet boy who will reward the perfect adopter with endless love and affection.
Aw.
So you can find him at Pawfect Match Rescue in Holly Springs, North Carolina. And that website to find him is pawfectmatch.com. And that's pawfectmatch.org.
Very cool.
that's the tale of the dog park for this week. We want to thank everyone who has listened so far, and make sure to follow us on Instagram at Tales of the Dog Park and give us a listen on your favorite streaming platform.
And stay tuned next week. We're going to talk about the Quiche Hound.